Did you have to live in Canada?
They come and gave me a hind quarter of moose. Well, man, that's huge. I know, I got 16 pieces of meat out of that. And then that old lady, Doug's mom, come and got the bones. She boiled them. Ate the inside part of that bone. I was wondering what they were doing to the. My old man went over there and went and washed them. He said they. The inside of that bone is what they eat, he said.
The marrow?
But I did. I made a sandwich out of it. That was good. I didn't think I would, but I did. I ate it. It's okay. My old boy just knew. Watching me eat. Take a bite, I said, it's good. Ernie liked it. Robert wouldn't try it. He called his buddy the chicken fish. You wouldn't eat that, take a bite of that sandwich. And we did laugh then. My big brother is chicken shit. Said, I don't like it. Well, how do you know? He said, you didn't even try it. Just looking at it. Everybody was running around with sandwiches out of that. They got that. My youngest boy, he didn't know any better. That's what they told him. Well, he don't know any better. But it's good, he said.
What was the work you guys were doing up there?
We had foster kids. We had to take care of the foster kids. We had four of them.
Plus the ones you had.
Well, the ones I had stayed here. Stayed with my daughter. They didn't want to go in Canada. They'd come over on weekends, but they would leave. One little boy was only 2 years old. Now it was hard to take care of him. We talked Indian to them. That one little boy didn't talk Indian. They were kind of hard. They weren't understood English. Some of them were tough to speak. Talking Indian only in the other devil's boy only talk. Only understood English. I told him to sit down and eat. In Indian. Just like I didn't talk to him. Then my own mentor. Talk English to him maybe that's all he knows. Go sit down and eat. I told him what he jumped up and sat down. He knew what I said in English. He didn't stay with us too long. Come God. The father come and go. Two years is all I could take. Two of them girls left. So we only had three. And that little boy was 2 years old that they brought over, but he couldn't walk. We had to learn him how to walk.
Of course, it's quite capable of separating the wheat from the chaff.
tell them in, and then some of them you tell them in English, they won't understand you. Talking them to them, then they understood. Then we had a hard time with that teenager. It was always running away. Called a people and told them that she ran away again. They finally let her go. I will not tolerate this. Order, my money, Lord. Well, they don't think you're fool enough to carry it around on you. Well, now what would I do with it? I spent the entire night in the office. I didn't leave there for a minute. Through your arm. All right, Sheriff. Settle this once and for all. Suits of premises are there. Them kids in Canada, when they're 13 years old, they keep their adults. They take off.
Well, all right, Marshal, what is it? There was another prisoner in that cell with Hall. He could have taken the money.
They're only 14, 15 years old, they have babies. My old man would go to court with them. He said it was hard. Girl was only 14 years old, she was going to have babies. She couldn't find him.
Thank you, Marshal. You're welcome, Judge. This man is only a thief, I know.
What?
Looks like it is. And you took some food to the sheriff's office.